Muffed is on, a season that fell short. We'll break down why. This is the Commanders 2025 season in review. Muffed. Let's talk Washington Commanders 2025. And there's no soft way to say this. 5-12, third in the NFC East, eliminated in week 14 on a shutout in Minnesota. 12 months earlier, this team was playing in the NFC Championship game. 12 months later, they became the first NFL team since the 2002 Cardinals to lose four straight games by 21 or more. The defense couldn't get off the field. Jaden Daniels couldn't stay on it. And a week 6 Monday night collapse to the Bears 25-24, botched handoff under 3 minutes left, kicked off an 8-game losing streak. Bright spots existed, a 41-point eruption against the Raiders, a road thumping of the Chargers, a season-closing win in Philadelphia, but the arc was a sophomore year faceplant that cost both coordinators their jobs 2 days after the finale. Now to the team level numbers, because this is where the regression comes into focus, Washington scored 18.8 points per game and surrendered 26.5. That 10-point gap is the whole season in one stat. Total expected points added on passing plays, how much each snap improved their scoring chances, came in at -3.8, while the run game was a modest +9.1, treading water on offense, drowning on defense. The defensive number is brutal, +117 expected points added allowed in the passing game, 9th percentile league-wide, bottom four. Third downs went their way only 38% of the time on offense and 42% against them. And the gut punch, just 9 takeaways all season, 6th percentile territory against 21 giveaways. Boom or bust all year, 3 games over 27 points, 4 shutout adjacent showings of 14 or fewer, including a 0-31 wipeout in Minnesota. Now let's talk about the passing offense, because this is where the season's biggest disappointment lives. Washington averaged just 195.8 passing yards per game on 19 passing touchdowns across 17 games, with passing expected points added at -3.8. The headline is Jaden Daniels, 7 games, 1,262 yards, 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and his completion percentage over expected dropped to -3 after a sizzling rookie year. Deebo Samuel was the one constant target at 72 catches for 727 yards and 5 scores. The sack number 37 allowed was actually manageable, which tells you protection wasn't the problem. The problem was who was throwing and who was catching it week to week. Boom or bust, 41 on the Raiders 1 week, 0 in Minnesota later. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, because this was the one functional piece of Washington season. They averaged 135.5 rushing yards per game on 27.9 carries, scored 20 rushing touchdowns, and posted rushing expected points added of +9.1, 75th percentile. A top 8 ground game. The breakout was undrafted rookie Jacory Kroski-Merritt, 805 yards on 175 carries, 8 touchdowns, and a rush yards over expected of +252, meaning he gained 252 more yards than an average back on those same carries. His 72-yard touchdown run in week 7 against Dallas, a third quarter right tackle burst that scored the moment he hit the second level, was the season's single biggest offensive play by expected points added. Steady floor, productive in good weeks and bad. Next up, the pass defense. And listener, this is the unit that broke the season. Washington allowed 4,371 passing yards and 33 passing touchdowns. And that +117 expected points added allowed sits in the 9th percentile, bottom four. On defense, you want that number deeply negative. Theirs was sharply positive, catastrophic. They generated only 26% pressure and sent an average of just 2.1 pass rushers, almost no blitz, almost no heat, and quarterbacks carved them up. 9 takeaways all year, 6th percentile was the kill shot. The one bright spot was Mike Sainristel, who delivered multiple interception return moments, including a red zone pick of Justin Herbert in week 5, to seal the Chargers' win. Individual flashes couldn't paper over a unit that ranked dead last in yardage allowed. A 42% third down conversion rate against them tells you opponents stayed on schedule all season. And the run defense was every bit as muffed as the pass defense. Washington allowed 142.6 rushing yards per game at 5.0 yards per carry, gave up 18 rushing touchdowns, and posted rushing expected points added allowed of +35.6, 16th ES percentile, bottom third league wide. steady bad rather than boom or bust. Opponents ran on them effectively almost every week, and the 421 plus point losses were largely the ground game and play action bleeding Washington dry. Can't stop the run, can't generate pressure. You get exactly the season Washington just had. Muffed! Season MVP is Jakori Kroski Merritt, 805 yards on 175 carries, 8 touchdowns, and plus 252 rushing yards over expected, as an undrafted rookie made him the only consistently productive piece of the offense. The thing that has to change is the pass defense, plus 117 expected points added allowed in the 9th percentile, just 9 takeaways all season in the 6th percentile, and a 26% pressure rate that let quarterbacks sit in clean pockets. Until Washington generates heat and creates turnovers, no offensive fix matters. That's the Commanders 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Commanders feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.